With record crowds at the 30th annual Bataan Memorial Death March on White Sands Missile Range, over 8,000 participants paid to be a part of the brutal march. Jim Link from Yuri, Colorado, explains why he participated in his second march.
My son's in the military. He's third generation, and it's important to me to honor not only the Bataan guys, but the guys that are in right now.
Linda Smith from Las Cruces was happy to participate in her first march and explained what she looked forward to before the start of the walk.
I think just getting to maybe meet and see some of the survivors and to just be here with my friends and have a good day.
Sergeant First Class Jonathan Neese from Washington, D.C. explains why he came across the country to participate.
So we got to continue for my work that's going to be here that's floating around. So the Command Master Chief that put it out for us at the beginning of the year said, this is a good year to do it. Everyone should come out, and here we are.
Survivor Ben Skardon, who later retired to become a professor at Clemson, wore his green hat and battered the cold weather to make his 12th appearance at the march and was thrilled to be back.
Of my 12 years out here, this is by far the best in every sense of the word.